அங்க லீவர் போறோம் எல்லாரும் போ. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the ninth day of the month of Ramadan 1433 Hijra, and our ayah of continuation is ayah number 88. Great.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتقودن في ملتنا. قال ولو كنا كارهين. افترينا على الله كذبا إن عدنا في ملتكم بعد إذ نجانا الله منها. وما يكون لنا أن نعود فيها إلا أن يشاء الله ربنا، وسع ربنا كل شيء علما، على الله توكلنا. ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين.
قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا. قال أولو كنا كارهين. قد ابترينا. This is ayah number 88 in this chapter number 7. Still in the context of narration or explanation concerning the rebellious nature of the people of Prophet Shu'aib. قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه. الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه. The people with material ascendancy who proved to be arrogant amongst his people say, لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك. We shall evict you. Because لَنُخُرِجَنَّكَ is a verb that is characterized by powerful statement. لَنُخُرِجَنَّكَ. It is فعل المضارع مؤكد. Alright. لَنُخُرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ. We shall evict you, or we shall forcefully deport you from our dwellings, from our qariya. Either this أو لتعودن في ملتنا. قال أولو كنا كارهين. Oh, in the alternative, you should return back to our religion. You either come and worship in the same like manner we have been worshiping, or we are going to evict, to deport, to remove you forcefully from our dwellings. Then he said, أولو كنا كارهين. Even if we dislike that, are you still going to compel us to enter your religion even against our will, our wish? That is the meaning of awalaw kunna what? كارهين. Next verse.
قد افترينا على الله كذبا إن عدنا في ملتكم بعد إذ نجانا الله منها وما يكون لنا أن نعود فيها إلا أن يشاء الله ربنا وسع ربنا كل شيء علما على الله توكلنا ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين.
Prophet Shu'aib says, قد افترينا على الله كذبا إن عدنا في ملتكم. Oh, in that case, then we have concocted a lie against Allah. We have fabricated a lie against Allah. If we shall go back to our religion, then we are lying. Why should we? قد افترينا على الله كذبا إن عدنا في ملتكم. If we shall go back to our religious practices, in that case, we are lying against Allah. All right? بعد إذ نجانا الله منها, after Allah has saved us from your religious practices. وما يكون لنا أن نعود فيها, it is not befitting us that we go back to our religion, okay? إلا أن يشاء ربنا, إلا أن يشاء الله what ربنا. Save by the permission of Allah our Lord. Okay? وَسِعَ رَبُّنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. Allah رَبُّنَا, Allah our Lord, وَسِعَ encompasses everything by His knowledge. Allah's knowledge encompasses everything. Okay? عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. Our trust is put on Allah, or in Allah. And it's more powerful to say in than on. Isn't the preposition there, okay? عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. Our tawakkul, our trust, our reliance is in Allah. If you like it, on Allah. Okay? رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ. Oh Allah, give us big victory. Because al-fakh here means victory. Oh Allah, make clearance between us and our people. بِالْحَقِّ in truth. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. You are the base of those who give clearance, who give victory for the believers against an unbelieving foe. All these statements are the words of Prophet Shu'aib, and I told you yesterday he is called Jethro, just like they called Sulaiman Solomon, Ayub, Job, Yahya, Jonah, like this. Next verse.
وقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه لئن اتبعتم شعيبا إنكم إذا لخاسرون.
وقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه لئن اتبعتم شعيبا إنكم إذا لخاسرون. Look at it. الملأ الذين كفروا, the VIP. You know VIP? In any society? What are the conditions that should be there to make somebody VIP? They say VIP, very important person. But what are those things that make somebody VIP? Money, wealth, power, age, popularity, what? Knowledge. Okay, knowledge. Now, what kind of knowledge? Any knowledge, if not Quran and Sunnah, is this a pastime, first time. The actual knowledge lies in the book of Allah. This is knowledge. هذا هو العلم. كل العلوم سوى القرآن مشغلة إلا الحديث وإلا الفقه في الدين. العلم ما كان فيه قال حدثنا وما سوى ذاك وسواس الشياطين. According to Ibn al-Qayyim. But we are not denying other knowledge to be important. But the actual knowledge, the true knowledge, in the truest form of it, is in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why I keep on denying. I disagree totally to tell me northern part of Nigeria is backward in knowledge. I say no. Knowledge does not speak in English only, or having computer science knowledge only. What about the Quran? What about our memorizers, recitals of the Quran? What about our narrators of hadith? What about our gurus in Arabic literary criticism? All this not knowledge? But because of mental conquest, we've been conquered mentally. That is why every Tom, Dick and Harry that talks, we clap for him to the high heaven. Look, if we claim our religious, cultural beliefs and civilization. Am I communicating? Beautiful. Allah tells us concerning this. Then we are lying. Okay, وقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه, the VIP in court. Or the people with vested interest amongst his people say, لئن اتبعتم شعيبا انكم اذا لخاسرون. If ever you obey Shu'aib, then innakum idha lakhasirun. In that case, you are in an evident loss. That is khasara. You are in error. Why should you obey him? Because he claimed to be prophet of God, you obey him, don't obey him. So they were campaigning against this holy man, pious man, that Allah commissioned for universal message. And that has been the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next verse. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَهُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ. In one place, فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاسِمِي. الرَّجْفَةُ means tremor. They were seized by a powerful tremor, or if you like it, earthquake. فَأَصْبَهُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاسِمِينَ. They walk off in their dwellings dead on their knees. That is Jasim. Such was the punishment that was visited on them because of their arrogance, their hydra-headedness and stone-headedness and intransigence. That was the consequence. Next verse.
الذين كفروا شعيبا كأن لم يغنوا فيها الذين كفروا شعيبا كانوا الخاسرين.
الله أكبر. الله says الذين كذبوا شعيبا كأن لم يغنوا فيها. الذين كذبوا شعيبا كانوا هم الخاسرين. That is verse number 92. الذين كذبوا شعيبا, those who rejected Shu'aib, because kazzaba means to reject, to belie, to deny. So those who deny Shu'aib, ka'an lam yaghnaw fiha, as if they have never tarried in their dwelling, meaning as if they have never lived there, on account of monumental destruction of their dwellings, as if they never tarried. They never lived. Okay? الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا. Those who rejected and denied Shu'aib, كَانُوا هُمُ الْخَاسِرِينَ. They were the losers, the evident losers. لا إله إلا الله. Next verse.
فَتَوَلَّى عَلَيْهِمْ وَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَاتُ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ.
فتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالات ربي ونصحت لكم فكيف أفى على قوم كافرين. فتولى عنهم, he turned away from them. Who turned away? Who turned away? From whom? From his disbelieving people. From his unbelieving people and folk. So fatawalla anhum, he left them, he turned away from them, And he was saying, وَقَالَ he was saying, Allah Akbar, يَا قَوْمِ with nostalgia. You know nostalgia? With a kind of nostalgic feeling. He was saying, يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةِ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ فَكَيْفَ أَسَى عَلَى قَوْمٍ كَافِرٍ. Oh my people, you see, I have preached to you the message of my Lord. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ, I have counseled you. I advised you. I was an advocate for you and to you. But you decided to disbelieve me. So فَكَيْفَ أَسَى عَلَى قَوْمٍ كَافِرٍ. Why should I be worried about such a people that is a disbelieving people? Why should I disturb myself? I did my best. I preached to you. I counseled you. I explained to you. I gave you everything in elaborated form. Yet you rebel against Allah. So why should I be disturbed? To tell you, yours is to preach, to explain, to doctor, to analyze, to. But it is not your own responsibility to compel people. وَمَا عَلَى رَسُولِي إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرِ إِلَّا مَنْ تَوَلَّى what? وَكَفَرُ. That is your own. Next verse.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَّبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَّبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we never sent in any dwelling, in any locality, in any village, in any area, in any nation. We have never sent any prophet to such a people, except we seize the people living in the village or in the area, we seize them bil ba'sa, with difficulty. With suffering al-basa and darra, with difficulty. We did this to them la'allahum yadarra'un, perchance, perhaps, or in the hope that they will be meek, you know, meek, M-E-E-K, that they will be meek, they will be humble, they will be responsive in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that has not been achieved because of their insistent way of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next verse. بدلنا مكان السيئة الحسنة حتى عفوا وقالوا قد مس آباءنا الضراء والسراء فأخذناهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون. ثم بدلنا مكان السيئة الحسنة. In place of what is bad, we brought what is good. Simple. That is to say, in place of difficulties, we brought facility. In place of chastisement, we brought abundance, life abundantly. Right? In order for them to look at this as a sign of Allah's magnanimity and Allah's favors, so that they shall thank Him. Naam? Hatta afaw, they tarried until they grew. Afaw, until they developed. They reach certain stage in life of prosperity and economic ascendancy. This we did to them so that they remember Allah's bounties and gifts, so that they remember Allah's pleasures and Allah's gifts, so that they repent their bad ways. But وَقَالُوا مَسَّ آبَاءَنَا الضَّرَّاءُ وَالسَّرَّاءُ. They say, well, our forefathers were seized by difficult ways of life and misfortunes. As if they were saying, this is something natural. It's not because we disobeyed God, He is punishing us. It has been natural. So they went on in their wrong ways. So because of this, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً, we caught them, we seized them, بَغْتَةً of God, unceremoniously, prior to their knowledge, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, unknown to them. Next verse.
ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون.
ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون. This is verse number 96, chapter number 7, Al-A'raf. ولو أن أهل القرى had the dwellers of cities believed. ولو is called حرف الامتناع للامتناع. ولو, if they had, or had they believed, the people living in cities, had they believed, oh, واتقوا, had they feared Allah, لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض, we would have opened the gates of riches to them from the heavens and the earth. ولكن كذبوا, on the contrary, unfortunately, they denied Allah's signs and they disbelieved. فأخذناهم, subsequently, consequently, because fa is called subsequential fa, or fa al-sabab, or fa al-ta'qib. فأخذناهم, subsequently and consequently, we seized them through punishment, بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, on account of their practices and what they used to be doing. Now,
أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ.
أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Do the dwellers of cities, do they believe, do they have guarantee? Allah is asking. Also, do you have guarantee that our punishment will not come to you in the morning? وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ, while they were playing. It is as if we have been told, be careful. While somebody is deep neck, in pleasure seeking, in disobeying Allah, Allah's punishment comes abruptly. So Allah is saying, do the people living in the cities have the confidence, have the guarantee that nothing will happen when they disobey Allah? So you wonder, somebody entering an aeroplane in the middle of what? Clouds, and he is drinking alcohol. Man is man. La ilaha illallah. Somebody in a boat, in a big ship, on the face of the sea. Look at the sea. In his front is water, back water. Right, he is circumscribed by Allah's forces. If Allah should say sink, the boat, the ship will have sunk. Yet, man is man. In the same boat, he is drinking, committing zina, slandering Allah. Allah, searching Maguri. La ilaha illallah. This is man. He rides his car, he is overspeeding, yet Allah protects him. When he reaches his destination, he says, ah, It's not because I had a good driver. How will it happen? Na'am. Mr. Good Driver. That is man. Allah has given you the opportunity, the power, the wherewithal to pass your examination with flying colors. Instead of thanking Allah, you begin to think it's because of your effort, because of your IQ. That is nonsensical. And it is uncommonsensical to behave in this manner. A truly believing believer is always such a person who behaves himself. So Allah says, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ? They were sleeping. Do they think, do they have the guarantee, the confidence that our misfortune will not befall them while they were asleep? Now,
أَوَمِنْ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ?
That has been translated, but let's take it again. أَوَمِنْ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ, oh, do the people dwelling in the cities and localities believe that our misfortune will not befall them born in the morning, وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ, at the time they are playing? Next verse.
أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ
أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ? Or do they claim safety from Allah's method of treating his enemies? مَكْرَ اللَّهِ, Allah has makr. That is Allah's entrapping. Allah entraps the unbelievers. That is makr. That is Allah's makr. Somebody disobeys him, he gives him health and wealth. So he assumes Allah loves him. No, it is called makrullah. Allah's entrapping, ways of entrapping the foolish. Don't think being given health and wealth is a sign that Allah loves you. No, far from that. Being wealthy, being a millionaire, billionaire, whatever near you have, that does not claim you as somebody loved by Allah. The only way that makes you loved by Allah is to obey him. He says, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, inna Allaha alimun khabir. Quran 49:13. The base of you is the base in conduct. The base of you is the base in behavior. Not the one with money, with wealth, no. These things are given to you to help you in obeying Allah. If you use Allah's favors in fighting his way, you are doomed to a failure. Okay? So that is what Allah says. Next verse. So فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ, no one feels comfortable by Allah's entrapping method except people that are losers, confirmed losers. Next verse.
أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِ لِلَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَهْلِهَا أَنْ لَوْ نَشَاءُ وَصَبْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ
أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِ لِلَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَهْلِهَا أَلَّوْ نَشَاءُ أَصَبْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَنَطْبَعُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Okay? Do those who inherit the land after the original dwellers, do they know, or has it not become clear to them that if we had will, أَصَبْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ, we would have punished them on account of their misdeed? Because as dhunub, any deed that Allah does not want, we would have taken them to the task on account of their sinfulness. وَنَطَبُوا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ, and we place blockage against their heart. Alright? فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ, whereas they hear not. Next verse.
تِلْكَ الْقُرَانَ قُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَائِهَا وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِ الْكَافِرِينَ
تلك القرى نقص عليك من أنبائها ولقد جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات. To the end of the verse. Allah says, تلك القرى نقص عليك من أنبائها. These cities that were annihilated, that were destroyed, we tell you, we narrate to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something concerning its chronicles, its information, its history, its news. Which nations? The Ad, the Thamud, the people of Prophet Noah, they were the Quran. Allah said, such cities and dwellings, we tell you something concerning their information. All right, for you to understand and know. This tells you Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has never been to any school. He did not study under any professor or any teacher whatsoever. His teacher is Allah Rabbul Alameen. Yet he brings such a book that is unequal, unparalleled. If not Quran has not been a revelation, how would he have known so much about the ocean, so much about circulatory system of the blood, so much about the people of the bygone days? How? So in wa illa wahin yuha. علمه شديد القوى. نعم.
وما وجدنا لأكثرهم من أهل وإن وجدنا أكثرهم لفاسقين.
نعم. Going back to the previous verse, تلك القرى نقصها عليك من أنبائها. We tell you about its stories. ولقد جاءتهم رسل من البينات. Most certainly their messengers came to them with clear evidences. But فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ. They wouldn't have believed in the things they denied previously. كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْكَافِرِينَ. In this manner, Allah places blockage at the heart of the disbelieving folk. Now,
وَمَا وَجَدْنَا لِأَكْثَرِهِمْ مِنْ أَهْدٍ وَإِنْ وَجَدْنَا أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَفَاسِقِينَ.
وَمَا وَجَدْنَا لِأَكْثَرِهِمْ مِنْ أَهْدٍ وَإِنْ وَجَدْنَا أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَفَاسِقِينَ. We did not meet a lot of them maintaining Allah's covenant. On the contrary, most of them we found them to be profligate, to be wayward, to be people who have been disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam.
ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا فَانظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ.
ثم بعثنا من بعدهم موسى بآياتنا إلى فرعون وملئه فظلموا بها فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين. ثم بعثنا من بعدهم موسى بآياتنا. And after all those prophets and their people, we sent after them Musa. So this clearly tells you our prophet Musa did not live with Shu'aib. Clearly. Even this, because Allah says ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, after them. This them referred to prophets including Shu'aib. Exactly. So it will not be correct to say Prophet Musa was a contemporary of Prophet Shu'aib. So the Shu'aib that Prophet Musa reared his animal for must be a different Shu'aib, a different entity, a different personality entirely. If not for anything, but because of this single ayah. ثم بأخنا من بعدهم موسى بآياتنا. After them we sent Prophet Musa to them, after them bringing to them our signs, sending him إلى فرعون to Pharaoh. Who is Pharaoh? Pharaoh is the name given to any monarch, okay, on the Egyptian throne of that day or of those times. They call it the Pharaonic dynasty. Pharaonic dynasty. Al-Mamlaka al-Fir'awniya. Usually those who came to power then were non-Muslims. Kafirun. The most pronounced amongst them is the Pharaoh that lived during the time of Prophet Musa. Because he was such a kafir to the point of calling himself Rabbukum al-A'la. فَقَالَ أَنْ رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. He said, مَا أَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِي. I don't know you have anyone to be worshipped apart from me. He kills up to about 10,000 children in an effort to forestall the possibility of giving birth to Prophet Musa. Fir'aun. He killed, he maimed, he burned alive people. That is Pharaoh. His name is called Ramses al-Thani. According to Al-Imam Ibn al-Ashur, he said the name is Ramses al-Thani. But generally speaking, the name is Ramses al-Thani or Ramses the Second. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then we sent Musa after them with our signs to Pharaoh وَمَلَئِهِ and his assembly or his members of his court. But فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا, but they transgressed the limit by rejecting those signs we gave them. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah said, look, how was the end of these criminals, these corrupt people. Now,
قَالَ مُوسَى إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَّبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Next.
حَقِيقٌ عَلَيَّ أَلَّا أَقُولَ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقَّ. قَدْ جِئْتُكُم بِبَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ فَأَرْسِلْ مَعِيَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ.
وقال موسى يا فرعون إني رسول من رب العالمين. Then Prophet Musa عليه السلام said to Pharaoh, O ye Pharaoh, I am but Allah's messenger. I am a messenger from the Lord of the Creator or creation. That is Al-Alamin. So he was declaring, he was pronouncing to Pharaoh that I am Allah's messenger from the Lord of the world. حَقِيقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا أَقُولَ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. It is mandatory upon me not to say something on Allah save the truth. I'm not going to lie against Allah. قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِبَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ. And I have come to you. I am here with proof from your Lord. فَأَرْسِلْ مَئِيَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Release the Israelites along with me. Allow them to follow me to go to the promised land. This is what he called Pharaoh. But Pharaoh again was intransigent, arrogant, rebellious. Next verse.
قَالَ إِن كُنْتَ جِئْتَ بِآيَةٍ فَأْتِ بِهَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
فَأَلْقَى قال إن كنت جئت بآية فأت بها إن كنت من الصادقين فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين. قال he said to him. Who said to who? Who said here? Pharaoh said to Prophet Musa. That is Qala. In Arabic language, what is the grammatical status of Qala? You know, I ask. Fi'lu, beautiful. What is the fi'lu mudari of Qala? What is the fi'lu amr of yaqulu? Qul. So qala yaqulu qul. Kana yakunu kun. Right. Qala. Qala. إن كنت جئت بآية فأت بها إن كنت من الصادقين. If truly you have brought any verb, any sign, produce it, let me see. إن كنت من الصادقين, if truly you are speaking the truth. So Pharaoh denied Allah. He was even saying إن كنت من الصادقين. نعم.
فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين.
Allah said, فَأَلْقَى أَصَاهُ فَإِذَا سُنُبِينَ. Then Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam threw his staff. And then abruptly it metamorphosed and changed to become a huge serpent. Huge serpent. If you like it, huge snake. And you know, this story has been repeated in many places of the Quran. Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked to throw his what? Staff. He threw it, subhanallah, it changed spontaneously to become an imposing serpent. Naam. This is the second sign. وَنَضَى أَيَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. When he removed his hand from the armpit, there it was illuminating, as if like a torchlight, illuminating, clearing road for you. And this is not usual. So these are the two signs that Allah gave him. Naam. قال الملأ من قوم فرعون إن هذا لساحر عليم. The group of the wealthy and the influential ones from amongst his people, the people of فرعون, said إن هذا لساحر عليم. What? This must be a knowledgeable sorcerer. Sorcerer, that is black magician, black magician. Somebody practicing black magic, talisman, concoction, alright? Or sorcery. So a sorcerer is somebody practicing black magic. So they said this must be a knowledgeable sorcerer. All of the things he showed them, they didn't believe it was from Allah, but they said it is out of the work of the magic. Subhanallah.
يريد أن يخرجهم من أرضكم فماذا تأمرون.
يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم فماذا تأمرون. He just wanted to remove you from your land. Trying to creep on their intelligence. Trying to weave sentiments. Okay? He just wants to remove you from your land. And you know, man, to be removed from ancestral land, you know what happens? Killing. So this guy, Pharaoh, was a gullible guy. He knew how to catch his fish well. He knew how to play his card. He was trying to weave sentiment. He was saying, and yukhrijakum min ardikum. He just wanted to remove you from your land. And from other tamurun, what is your decision? Subhanallah. Next verse. قالوا أرجح وأخاه وأرسل في المدائن حشرين. They say, give him a respite. That is RG. Just give him a delay. All right? And you should send across the cities under your domain. Call them. They are to be congregated. That you want to see people from the localities, from the countryside. You want to see them. There is something very important. So people are going to be congregated. Yes. يأتوك بكل ساحر عليم. Such people coming, they will bring to you each and every knowledgeable sorcerer. He claims sorcery, he is going to have a bigger match than his own match. Yes. نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى says what? وجاءت سحرة فرعون and the sorcerers came to the Pharaoh. When they came, قالوا they say, إن لنا لأجرا إن كنا نحن الغالبين. Sir. Maybe they call him sir. Sir. Shall we have some reward? If we become victorious, what is our reward? What did he tell them? قال نعم.
He said yes.
Yes. In the affirmative. وإنكم إذا لمن المقربين. Ah, by then you will be close to me in my palace. You will be the prime ministers, the ministers, the whatever, the whatever, the whatever. Allahu Akbar.
قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون نحن الملقين.
Now, with this guarantee given to them by Fir'aun, they face Prophet Musa, telling him, okay, يا موسى, you either start by casting and throwing your staff, or we shall be the first to throw. You know, they came, they were asking him, you either start by throwing your staff, let's see, or if you refuse, we shall throw our staff. What did he say? قال ألقوا فلما ألقوا سحروا أعين الناس واسترحبوهم وجاءوا بسحر عظيم. قال he said. Who is that saying? Who said? Prophet Musa. He said no. ألقوا. Start casting your own. Throw. Let me see. Yeah. Throw your own. Throw. Let me see. That is the meaning of قال ألقوا. Okay, فلما ألقوا, after they have thrown their what? Their staff. سحروا أعين الناس. The visions of the people were blood. You know blood? Not blood of blood, B-L-O, no. Blood, B-L-U-R-R-E-D. People's eyes were blood on account of sorcery. Okay? Things look like, but in reality, they are not. Because when they threw the staff, they all changed and became snakes. In fact, the compound we have filled were jam-packed with snakes. People looked as if they were snakes. But in reality, they were not. That is the meaning of سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ. They terrified people. People became terrified. Some began to run. Even Pharaoh himself, when he saw the snake facing him, he withdrew. Somebody claimed him to be God and he's afraid of snake. La ilaha illallah. So wastarhabuhu, they terrified people. Allah said, وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. They indeed produced tremendous work of magic. Allah himself said, yeah, it's very big, but the bigness of their work is going to be eaten very soon by the power of inspiration of Prophet Musa. Yeah, Allah said what again?
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَلْقِ عَصَاكَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَلْقِ عَصَاكَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ أَوْ تَلَقَّفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ. Then وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ, we gave revelation to Prophet Musa. We told him, meaning, don't be worried. Don't fear anything just because of what they do. Take it easy. Allah said, we gave him revelation, telling him, Alqi asar, take your staff, throw it on the ground. Ha! He threw it, fa'idha hiya, instantly, it metamorphosed to become a huge serpent. Talqafu, and then it was eating, swallowing. Gobbling, if you like it, gobbling each and every snake. How many? Countless number of snakes. Ha! When they saw it, it's wonderful. They remain agape. You know agape? When somebody is stricken by wonder, you say, wow, that is agape. Helpless. Their hands on their chest. What? Unbelievable. Our staff are so many. The number of snakes are incalculable. Yet this single one will be eating this one, okay? Chopping, if you like it, and the like. That is the meaning. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفَ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ. It was eating, swallowing, gobbling what they brought as a lie. Then Allah said what? فَوَقَعَ الْحَقُّ وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The truth in that case became established. What is the truth here? What is the truth here? If I may ask you. Allah says, فَوَقَعَ الْحَقُّ وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That is, the truth became established. And what they used to be doing became false. What is the truth here? Yes, brother?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That is a beautiful attempt. Beautiful, good answer. You see, because in a situation like this, a struggle took place between the truth and falsehood. And through this miraculous thing of Moses, their lives were rendered naked. True God Allah became known through this work of miracle. The false gods were naked through the work of sorcery. And some scholars are even saying the leader of the sorcerers was a blind man. He took a position by a side. So reports were reaching him. They said, Oga, this snake of Moses swallowed our snake all. He said, okay, what happened? Did you see its belly big? He said, no. He said, what? He said, wallahi, the stomach remains as it is. I believe Musa is Allah's prophet and messenger. That disturbed Fir'auna and his pharaonic evil machination. بل نقذف بالحق على الباطل فيدمغه فإذا هو زاهق ولكم الويل مما تصفون وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل نعم كان زهوقا. That's what happened. Next verse. فغلبوا هنالك there and then, that is هنالك there and then فغلبوا, they were conquered, they were subdued. That's all. فغلبوا, because the truth has come, the false has to perish, isn't it? So فغلبوا هنالك, they were subdued there, وَانْقَلَبُوا صَغِرِينَ, and they withdrew. Okay, dejected, humiliated, brought down, downgraded. That is صَغِرِين. Next ayah. And وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ, the sorcerers were cast on their faces, bowing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No longer for Pharaoh. So you can see, all his efforts became in a disarray. What did he say? Or what did they say? Rabbi Musa
wa Harun.
Allahu Akbar. قالوا آمنا برب العالمين. They say, we believe in the Lord of Musa, or in the Lord of the world. We believe in him. And where is Pharaoh? Pharaoh don't finish. Okay? He has been finished. He has been dejected. Where is his claim? Where is his Hamana? Where is Qarun? They have gone. Now the truth is clear. So they say, آمنا برب العالمين رب موسى وهارون. We believe in the Lord of the world. Who is that? They are more elaborate. رب موسى وهارون. The Lord of Moses. Is it time? Okay. رب موسى وهارون. The Lord of Moses and Aaron. That struck the heart of Pharaoh. He was thinking he was the god to be worshipped. No, lie, you are not that god. Allah is the one to be worshipped. So therefore we believe in Allah, the Lord of the creation, the Lord of Musa and Harun. Can we get some place to stop? Or we stop here, we hear the reaction of Pharaoh after now he knew well the fight has been fought and won by Musa and not him. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه والباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه إنه ولي ذلك والقدر عليه ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. أركي إن مهبانكو
Thank you.
how to work for programs and the organizers. Some of you know maybe too much about what I'm going to do to work with. Part of what I've been wanting for the outcome for the program to do. However, in the time, I will try to explain to all about the findings that my guy is trying to do this to him. And what is this question about? Accordingly, we are called to be here, particularly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not stopped us from teaching for the junior at the same time that is possible to us while we are created. Here, I'm simply talking about the challenge that Uma is experiencing today. But before I go, please let me take some permission to matter. And we all know today that in this country, if you are asking of religious person in Nigeria, I'm sure many of you will see these things. We all know the story. But what about the foreign people who are here? I'm sure for those of us who will be praying for them. And the statistics that we are hearing, you all are going to see that the possibility of the poorest in here coming from the Muslims are more. So why do we be the richest and be the poorest? There are problems. Now, like I said earlier, as Muslims, it is allowed for us to engage in businesses that are allowed. As Muslims, it is allowed for us to strive, it's part of the eye, to strive for our livelihood, to take care of our family, our relations, and most importantly, to contribute to the provision of the needs and the world without doing all these things and what possible. So in essence, we are simply talking about the economic empowerment of Muslims. We are simply talking about financial empowerment. We are trying to think about Muslims engaging in Allah's business so that we can help and engage the poverty that is rampant among the Muslim today, particularly in this world. Now, as Muslims, we all run away from the land that has been what? Enjoying and predicted for us by a man on a child, and we're not away from it. But how do we do business without money? We need money to start with. We need money to grow our business. We need money to invest. And we cannot go to the conventional bank, but how do we have a giant bank, by the Islamic bank, and for other banks now that are trying to for Islamic banking. However, because of time, Like I said, inshallah, we'll have more forums to talk about this opportunity to try. But just on the basis of those folks that are here and those folks that will pass the message across to others that are not here. So we now have Movement for Islamic Culture and Awareness of Kaduna Corporate. You know, Micah has branches in Lagos and Abuja, but that corporate belongs to Micah Kaduna. So, the main goal of this cooperative society, starting with the mission statement, Our vision statement is to have an economic empowered woman and partnership that works. We have already lamented that we are taking action to solve the lamentable situation that we found ourselves in terms of financing. So what efforts are we making? So as an organization, we have seen that this is a useful contribution that we can offer. Let's have a cooperative where me and you will be members, will save our money, will develop viable business proposals, and we share together. We bring the experts to evaluate and see the feasibility, the possibility of running that business successfully, and we engage and partner with you into a business that will bring along with you. You have little, we have more, we invest and we do Modora. So like I said, time will not permit me to talk much about this. But I also have my mission statement. Provision of interest-free loans and investment in allowed businesses for the benefit of the owner. Some of us are business people cannot go to the bank to borrow money because we don't want to buy. But with this, you can run business and make money. Now, quickly about the benefits. We already said it's interest-free loans. Targeted at business, you want to go on high operation, you save gradually for the life, children's education, partnership in allowed businesses, asset acquisition, you want to buy a land, you want to gradually pay to acquire the land, you can come to this operation. To finance your business, now type of account that we have, which you can simply call follow that we have for the cooperative. Personal credit account for loans. Target saving, like I said, you want to save money targeted at high operation, umbra, and so on and so forth, travel layer, and so on and so forth. The investment account, you want to invest in a business, for instance, that Micah is investing in. So you can also have an account for that. And there's no time, and I want to stop. I better stop here now on that, hoping that inshallah we have more time. But this is open to individuals or organizations or groups. You can come as an individual to register. You can come as a group. For instance, let me can decide to come and register and I'm cooperating. I'm making money for your society. You can also come as an organization. And start to do that organization for you. You can come and register. And I wish you all I will give you some numbers to call. For your register, most of you have the annual for quite a number of years. So we want money for the contribution. Yes? Our address is on the handbill. You know my car center, right? It's Katuna Road. That's where it is. Don't call any of these numbers on the handbill. We'll direct you to give you further information. I hope you can make use of this opportunity. We allow you to be for your own. Now to questions. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
What is the position of family planning in Islam? For example, child saving.
Family planning, child saving, birth control in Islam is not lawful. For many, many reasons. This project was undertaken by a people having yani ill feeling against the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thomas Malthus is known to be the first person behind the idea of population cut agenda, which is theory of the earth produces at a arithmetic ratio and the people are given birth to at a geometric ratio. This is madness. Based on that idea, championed and supported by Magresanga, an American, people came to be talking about people are growing and they should be reduced. Look at you. You didn't create even a fly. And you're saying people are so many. Did you give food? Did you? So family planning is an idea brought about by people who do not mean well for this Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why scholars sat in Jeddah for over 15 years. They gave fatwa. It is haram. Yes. The agenda is population cut agenda against the Ummah. Do we need anybody to tell us family planning? We Muslims? With our Quran? With our Sunnah? With our teachings? If you accept it, it is as if you are saying, yes, Quran is insufficient, is deficient. And you have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Al-Qiyamah Day. I hope you understand me well. But in the same vein, the scholars have said, if a woman, the scholars are saying, if a woman is pregnant, can you hear me well? And it is believed that pregnancy is likely to cause her death. All ways have been looked at to save her. It has been medically proved that you either abort the child or she dies, the child should be aborted to save her life. Because her life is certain. The life of the unborn baby is not certain. So why do you go for an uncertainty against certainty? That is the argument. So we are not in need of anybody telling us family planning. It is a gimmick. It's a big time gimmick. So Muslims must be very, very careful. Even though there are people who are all over the places advertising this because of money. Because of money. La ilaha illallah. Next question. I think in a lecture I gave last year's at Cathedral Center, I talked about this. Okay, it's not this one. Okay, that question was Forex, I remember. What is the position of trade by Bata? Who from the audience can explain to us the meaning of trade by barter? Yes, who can explain? Yes, now. Yes, from the, yes, brother. Like how? Okay. Trade by barter, yes. That's read by Bata. Right. They are saying before the coming of paper money or money as a medium for commercial transaction. I have salt. I need sugar. You need salt. So I give you what you need. I take what I need. That is trade by barter. Is that lawful? I say yes and no. How? I will explain. If the commodity is used for exchange, riba can be involved. Then it's haram. Like, give me 2 muds of sugar and I give you 1 mud of salt. You are opening the gate of river, even though there is difference in the nature of the commodity. Okay? And the issue becomes more of haram clearly than halal when it involves the same commodity. Give me 2 mud of sugar produced in Kaduna, and I am going to give you 1 mud of sugar produced in Kano. Sugar is sugar. Why the discrepancy? Why? That's why I say yes and no. But generally, if the good differ, please give me Finland Nokia, and I will give you Samsung, for example. It's okay. But give me Nokia produced in Finland one. Give me, and I will give you two Nokias produced in India. That's haram. There is riba al-fadl. I hope it is clear. Wallahu alam.
What's your question? On this same issue of
that is not haram because the product differ. We call this kakara in Hausa. You know kakara, ba? So you can kakari there, no problem. Yes. Go on.
Allah the highest of all things, fasting the greatest number of things. So whoever I want to be fasting the greatest number of things. So whoever I want to be eating or going on doing them, then I think all number of things are to be made of Yahweh or Mali. A journey of how many kilometers can you permit the traveler not to pass? Two, my husband responds that Allah is another path, and upon those who are failing to pass, but we ask you a ransom as something from passing or feeding a property each day. Does it pass the path only one person or number of four people? I would like it to be explained to me.
I think this question has been handled and answered during the opening of Tafsir. If only you have listened to what I have said. Maybe the brother was not here. You are referring to verse number 184, chapter 2 of the Quran. Allah says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَإِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينٍ أو فدية طعام مسكين or مساكين in one recitation. You see, it says fasting has been prescribed and it is to be done أيام معدودات, some days known, calculated, known. Whosoever is on a journey or is sick, let him break the fast and make up for the days missed on different days. That is settled. And I explain, any sickness that is occasioned by the person himself, in other words, he caused the sickness, some scholars are saying he shall not break his fast because he was the causative agent of the disease. Hey, but the ayah says, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا, any sick person, regardless of whether he caused it or it is natural. Sickness is sickness. And to this view, I subscribe. His own sin is there recorded against him. You do not deny him the provision of the Creator on account of his lack of good behavior. I hope that is understood. Similarly, if somebody is on a journey, any journey, somebody traveling from Kaduna to Lagos to pay visit to relatives, that is a journey of obedience to Allah. Somebody traveling from Kaduna to Lagos to watch football match or to watch dancing, it's a journey of disobeying Allah, but both of them can break their fast. Some are saying no, the person going on disobedience shall not fast as a measure of punishment. But Allah says, on a journey, he's on a journey. As long as he is a Muslim and he believes he is disobeying Allah, you cannot deny him such a provision. his sin is there recorded, waiting for him. I hope that is clear. Now he is asking me, what destination, or let me say, at what distance should a journey be looked at as a qualifying reason for breaking your fast? Any journey that allows you to shorten your prayer, such a journey is allowed for you to break your fast. Now, the jurisprudential debate amongst the scholars is, what is the distance at which journey, at which somebody should shorten his prayer? Let me ask you. If I travel from Kaduna to Rigathi-Chukwu, can I do kafir? Okay. From Zaria to Shika, can I do kafir? So I hear you saying no. Beautiful. From Kaduna to Gwanungora. From Kaduna to Kachia. Okay. What is the reason for saying no, no, no from Kaduna to Rigathi-Chukwu? Because of proximity? Okay, okay, okay. I agree. I know our scholars, Jazakumullah Khairah, have been saying any journey less than 48 miles is not kafir wafi. But this fatwa has been overturned by more powerful reasons and proofs. If the people living in Kaduna, if by convention they believe from Kaduna to Rigathi-Chukwu is a journey. Is it a journey? Is it a journey? Are you telling me somebody leaving Kaduna to Rigathi-Chukwu, can't we say it's on a journey? It's a journey. It's a journey, mark you. But somebody leaving one part of Kaduna to the other part of Kaduna, even if it is 20 kilometers, it's not a journey. That is the convention. I don't know if you're getting me. Am I communicating? So they are saying, if the people living in a given society, in a town, in a city, view a traveling from one area to other as a journey, such a journey is worthy of kafir. Subsequently and consequently, you can break your fast if you feel like breaking. But it is too short for you to break your fast. Is that clear? A younger brother of mine now in China called me from Guangzhou in China. He's my younger brother. So he was telling me, I have reached China. I said, well, the city you are now in, how does it look like? Is it as big as Kano? He said, what? It's 10 times bigger than Kano. He said, wonderful. Any city to be 10 times bigger than Kano, you have to look at such a city. The point is, I was saying, if anybody is traveling from one part of that city to the other, he cannot do kafir. Yeah, because it's within the city. But if you leave it to an area, to a village, where the people agree it's a journey, yes, it is kafir worthy journey. I don't know if it is clear. Based on this, any journey that you can do kafir, you can break your fast. But you have to look at proximity, because there are some observations concerning prayer and fasting. If you are on a journey from Kano, from Kaduna to Lagos, through aircraft, through the plane, any difficulty there? No difficulty. But still you can break your fast, because Allah gives you facility. I don't know if it is clear to you, brother. Now concerning the last question, If somebody can fast with difficulty, he has to give ransom by giving food. This refers to old people. Somebody who is old, or a woman that is pregnant, and it is believed the pregnancy does not allow her to fast. If she does it, she suffers tremendously. Or she is a breastfeeding mother. If she fasts, she suffers. So such people are allowed to break their fast, but they just give food every time. And what you give is just one dish. Just one dish per day, per head. Is that clear? That is the meaning. Wallahu alam, wa bihi tawfiq. Your saliva is part of you. Your mucus is part of you as well. If somebody swallows his saliva within his own mouth, the fasting does not break. But when you say spit, it is out of you. After spitting, you go and swallow it. Really, it cannot be spitting. Alright? So if somebody swallows back his saliva on his own tongue, that does not break or invalidate or vitiate his fasting. The fasting is still intact. But after going out, you take it back, then that is very bad, and the fasting is in this case broken. Allahu a'lam. It's not clear to me. It's not clear. No. What she does, if I get you well, is each and every time the farm fed, she gives food. She has no business giving the cat on behalf of such a person, if I get you well. Of course, she has to pay her zakat and fitr. I don't want you to get confused. Are you clear? Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.